the situation across northern Ethiopia is extremely serious, with conflict spreading into regions neighbouring Tigray. And it's estimated that up to 7 million people across all three regions are in dire need of food assistance. The spread of conflict is having a very real impact on the families as they're displaced and their livelihoods are destroyed. And I was in Amhara a couple of weeks ago and met several families who had been displaced from their homes. And they all told me that prior to this conflict, they had steady livelihoods that brought in income and it gave them food security, whereas now they're completely reliant on WFP food assistance. So I think that's just an indication of the impact that this is having on everyday families.
Specifically, what kind of supplies are needed right now?
Well, from WFP's perspective, urgent supplies needed are, of course, food. The emergency food assistance food basket that we distribute contains cereals, pulses, and vegetable oil. And then obviously also to run operations, we're in urgent need of fuel and cash, as well as nutrition supplies. So we do two different nutrition programs. One is called Blanket Supplementary Feeding Programs, and that's for children who are under 5 years old, as well as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers. And that's to prevent malnutrition. Then we also have a targeted supplementary feeding program, and that's for children under 5 again, as well as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers who are moderately malnourished. So the difference between the two is the types of food that are distributed to them. But malnutrition is obviously a huge concern in a situation like this.
Could you explain whether the shortfall in supplies is just from a lack of funding or if there are other impediments?
There's a multitude of reasons that suppliers haven't been reaching people in need. They include logistical reasons, conflict, and of course funding. Logistical issues we can overcome, and we've been doing this in recent weeks. We've had almost 200 trucks enter, for example, Tigray, and we're consistently working with authorities to ensure that supplies are reaching people in need. Conflict and funding, it's more difficult. Funding we definitely can't overcome ourselves. If we have no money, then it obviously means that we can't provide food assistance. And at the moment, across all of northern Ethiopia, to scale up and sustain operations, we need $184 million. And then additionally, we have an unprecedented funding gap across the entire country of $426 million. Obviously, the conflict is where a lot of the attention lies at the moment, but we also have to keep in mind that we have a number of programs across the entire country that ensure food security for people. And if these programs are neglected, then the entire country then becomes impacted. As for conflict, there's still some areas where we're unable to reach people in need. And if we can't reach people in need, then we can't provide food assistance for them. So it's absolutely vital that we're able to have access to all of the communities where there are people who are in need of food assistance. Otherwise, the situation is going to worsen.
From where you sit, Gemma, would you say access has improved? Is it easier now to move trucks and staff into the affected regions?
Speaking on Tigray to start with, in recent weeks, we had more than 170 trucks enter Tigray. And we have more expected to arrive in the coming days. So this is, of course, excellent. We do need 100 trucks arriving daily to meet the needs of the entire population in that region, though. We're hoping that this can continue and we can continue to get more assistance into the region. And then, for example, in Amhara, there are some communities where we haven't been able to deliver the food assistance needed due to the conflict. But it's absolutely vital that we're able to actually get food into these communities so that it can be distributed.
Lastly, what's your parting shot?
WFP, of course, is absolutely committed to providing food assistance to everyone in need. And what we're seeing here is the impact of conflict on families. So it's really, really vital that everyone, all parties to the conflict, allow WFP to have the access we need to reach the populations who need food assistance. I mean, these are families who often have no part in the conflict, but they're the ones suffering. They're the ones who have been displaced from their homes. They've had their livelihoods destroyed, and now they're relying on us to get food assistance to them. And that's our number one focus.